Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show, Steve. It should be a good one.
Thanks for having me, Steven.
Double X, anytime, man.
Christopher Mad Dog Russo here. You are listening to Steven Strom on TalkNorth.com.
Always passionate, always fiery. You're listening to the Strom Sports Show. Take it away, Steven.
All right, here we go now on a Thursday morning, afternoon, night, whenever you may be listening. We usually come out with these on Fridays, but because I had Buster Only of ESPN on and we talked about the trade deadline and Cruz and Buxton and Barrios, everything you need to know as far as the trade deadline goes, Rocco Baldelli's future, I just couldn't risk somehow, some way, because with my luck, teams would be calling about Buxton, Barrios, and all of a sudden all these guys are gone. I didn't want that happening. I didn't want an outdated interview for you guys. So I decided to come out and put out an episode today along with the interview as we welcome you in here to the Strom Sports Show, episode 156 on the great TalkNorth.com on this 22nd day of July. Hope everyone is doing well. It's been a busy week so far with the expansion draft. Carson Soucy, he's on his way to Seattle. Kaapo Kähkönen is still going to remain in a Minnesota Wild uniform. That is very good news as far as the goaltending situation goes. But as far as this blue line, they have a lot of work to do. In free agency, they lose half their blue line. Right now, what do they have? Matt Dumba, they've got Brodin, they've got Spurgeon. I mean, it is, they need to do a lot of work here in free agency to make sure they can fortify their back end before this season starts. And they still need to get their deals done with Fiala and Kaprizov. So there's a lot with the Minnesota Wild. And as far as they're concerned and bringing guys back and making sure that guys are retained, Michael Russo will come out with a podcast either, I think, tomorrow. We usually go back-to-back. I'm sure he'll have a ton of stuff as far as the expansion draft goes and what Minnesota plans on doing moving forward with free agents. Minnesota Vikings, they are around the corner as well. Training camp starts next week. We're going to try to get CJ Ham, a couple other NFL guys on as well. So that's sort of the update. Also, really quickly, let me just tell you about Manscaped because they are giving me a trial here. I need 10 shipments to get a sponsorship. Just being completely transparent with you, if you use the promo code STROM, I'll talk about it a little bit later, but the promo code STROM, when you check out, go to manscaped.com and get 20% off, and we'll talk about it a little bit later. But let's get into some sports here. I wanted to do baseball because I have been so out of it as far as the Twins go. It's been incredibly frustrating, this team. The wins seem irrelevant, and the losses just seem to grow frustration. They are 40-55 as of Wednesday afternoon. They're on a two-game losing streak. Every time you seem like maybe they can get something going, especially before the All-Star break, they win four against Detroit. Like, okay, maybe there's a little sliver of hope, and then they just lose, and they lose the doubleheader, and they drop two in a row, and they get back to this deep hole. So Twins season is over. We know that, but the big question here is, was this more fluke or fact? And I think for a lot of people, they think that it's fluke. I think for the organization as a whole, and we talk about it with Buster, they think that this was just a fluky year with injuries and guys didn't perform like they hoped to. And that's just normal baseball, right? Like, that's just injuries, durability, guys that think that they were going to step up and they don't. I mean, that is just sports in general. But the Twins have a lot of big questions here, especially facing this trade deadline that's coming on July 30th, which is next Friday. They have a lot of decisions to make because they've got two guys in Byron Buxton and Jose Barrios who are under control. They would go to arbitration next year, but they need to figure out which one they want to keep here. I don't know if they're going to be able to keep both of them. I don't think that's the case. But right now, they've got a ton of decisions to make as far as Nelson Cruz, Taylor Rogers. They want to start to shop him. Josh Donaldson, teams don't even want to hear Donaldson's numbers. The Twins are in a really difficult situation right now. But I wanted to sort of talk about Barrios and Buxton for you real quickly and where I'm sort of leaning in all of this. And It's a huge question. It's a huge question mark. And I was looking actually at some of the numbers this year for the Minnesota Twins because I wanted to get a feel for what the offense and defensive and the pitching stats were just overall. It doesn't tell the whole story, but it kind of gives you an indication of like, okay, this is where the Twins should go. This is where the Twins should lead. So for the offense, surprisingly, the Twins are top 12 in a lot of these categories. They're 11th in OPS, they're 3rd in home runs, they're 10th in hits, and they're 7th in slugging percentage. But then you go on the other end, and their pitching has just been downright awful. And this was the fear going into this year. And we loved Kenta Maeda. He had an awesome year last year, awesome season, 2nd in the Cy Young voting behind Shane Bieber. And you felt like you had a good 1-2 punch with him and Berríos. But then the back end, and this has always been the struggle for the Twins, and they've gone cheap a lot of the years. Let's be honest. I mean, you can even go back to Bartolo Colon. I mean, they have been cheap for a while this year with Matt Shoemaker, you know, Pineda in the year before that. Rich Hill was decent a couple of years ago, wasn't great. But they always seem like they want to go cheap towards the back end of the rotation. And now more than ever, you look at the division in the AL Central. We had Chuck Garlfine from the Chicago White Sox come on and say, hey, the White Sox have dealt with a bunch of injuries as well, but the biggest difference is that starting rotation, the pitching, that's what has held up, and that's why the White Sox are sitting on top of the division right now. For the Twins, I mean, they're just rolling out guys. Matt Shoemaker, and he's in St. Paul right now. You know, some of these guys, Pineda, I mean, the pitching rotation has just been so disappointing going in. And as of right now, you know, J.A. Happ, you know, Randy Dobnik, as soon as you gave Dobnik that contract extension, he's completely lost his way. So it's been really difficult to come to terms with letting a guy like Berríos go when he's your only shining light right now, the only one. And when you look at Buxton, you look at a guy and it's the same thing that we say, man, if he's in the lineup, he's great. And that's the biggest question with him. If he's in the lineup. And right now, I can't consistently say that this guy's going to play 100, 120 games. And you want to fork over, you know, $15 million a year to Byron Buxton, that would be really hard for me to offer him knowing his health history. It really is. And knowing that this team still, with Buxton out, with Buxton only playing X amount of games, they're still within the top 12 of offensive categories as a team. They're 3rd in home runs still. They're 10th in hits still. They're 7th in slugging percentage. And Byron Buxton has been out. I mean, what does that sort of tell you? Does that lean you towards the side of we have to keep Berríos? We've got to keep building with the pitching because the pitching has been the clear issue, right? I just read the stats to you, how brutal this pitching staff has been and how pretty decent this batting lineup has been. I mean, again, the numbers do not lie. Statistically speaking, this has been a pretty good in the upper echelon of offensive teams. Buxton so far this year, we know the story. The numbers right now, batting 369, 10 home runs, and 2.9 WAR, which is incredible. But you got to obviously take into account the amount of games that that he has played, and he's only played so far here in 27 games. Last year, played in 39 of the 60, decent. That is the biggest thing here. And when it's all said and done, and you were to ask me, gun to my head, who am I taking? Who am I leaning on? Who am I going to sign? I think you have to go Jose Berríos because he's shown you a foundation of consistency, a foundation of I'm going to stay healthy. And whether you like Berríos or not, whether you think that he sort of starts out strong and doesn't finish, and you know, a couple nights ago against Chicago, they ended up letting him rock, and he ends up giving up the home run late in the game. Jose Berríos, at least I can trust, is going to be healthy. Jose Berríos, at least I can count on that he's going to be a consistent rock in this rotation. Do I believe that Byron Buxton can be a top player in this league? Yes. Do I believe that he can consistently stay healthy? No. And I think that's really what it comes down to. And the hole that you will get back for Byron Buxton, I think, would be far greater than what you would get for Jose Berríos. So if I just, and this is where I'm leaning. I'm leaning towards, if you had, I would hate to see Buxton walk. But right now, he is a liability. He is a liability as far as his health goes. And right now, the Twins don't have any pitching. They don't. They don't have any pitching that makes me feel like they're going to come back here and somehow we're going to have J.A. Happ come out of the blue and be a better back end of that rotation. There's no way that I think Kenta Maeda can outshine what he did 2 years ago. So right now, if you're the Twins, the priority has to be pitching, getting Berríos signed, and trying to figure out a way here If you can meet in the middle with Byron Buxton, then you do it. But if he's asking for an outrageous amount of money, you can get a ton back for Byron. And right now, if you think that this is a fluke rather than fact, then that's what you go with. You bring back a hole. You bring back players. You bring back pitchers especially, I think, for Byron Buxton. And you can work around what you can do in that lineup. Again, I would hate to see him go. I love Byron. I love me some Byron Buxton. I think he's an incredible fielder. I think he is a jolt of energy. I think when he hits the ball, he's a top five player in baseball. I am dead serious when I say that. But do I think that I can honestly look at him across from a table and say, here's $15 million over 4 or 5 years and not have any type of hesitancy to give him the pen? I would. I feel a lot better giving it to Jose Barrios, especially in the state that the Twins are right now, as far as their pitching goes. I would feel a lot more comfortable forking that over to Jose Barrios than Byron Buxton. All right, Buster only. He is up next here on the Strom Sports Show, ESPN senior writer, reporter for Sunday Night Baseball. Everything you need to know for the Minnesota Twins, it is here. Baldelli, Barrios, Buxton. The state of the Twins, Cruz, the CBA next year, all of that is coming up next year on the Strom Sports Show. Do not go away. And before that, don't go away. But before that, I'd mentioned before Manscaped, 10 sales and I get a sponsorship. I appreciate if you guys would go on manscaped.com. But let me just first tell you about the product because that's an obvious. And they sent me two awesome products. The first one, let me really quickly, just give me a minute here. They first sent me this weed whacker. So you can hear, take a sound here. Hear that? Okay, so the weed whacker is for your nose. It's done wonders for me because I've always, you know, you don't want to go with a scissor up there. And the weed whacker is also waterproof. It uses 9,000 RPM, motor-powered 360-degree rotary dual blade system. I mean, this thing is a real deal. This nose and ear hair trimmer provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps prevent the nicks, the snacks, the tugs in those sensitive nostrils of yours. So that's number one that they sent me, the weed whacker. Then they sent me the lawnmower 4.0, and the branding here is just spectacular. I mean, some of this stuff, they just do an incredible job. It's designed for groin grooming. You know, you know what I'm saying here. I don't need to get into detail about it. It's really a great product. The fourth generation trimmer features advanced skin safe technology to reduce grooming accidents. You know, you don't want any ingrown hairs or snags on your boys before beach season. I'm down here in Florida. You don't want that. The Lawnmower 4.0 has 7,000 RPM motor, an on/off travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off. So just in case you're in the shower, lights go out, hurricane season, whatever it is. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code STROM, S-T-R-O-M, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code STROM, S-T-R-O-M, at manscaped.com. Go get something. All right, here's Buster only. All right, the trade deadline, it is coming up on July 30th, and I could not ask for a better guest today for to break it all down for your Minnesota Twins, and that is Buster Olney, senior writer for ESPN and a reporter for Sunday Night Baseball. Buster, it's great to talk again. I hope all is well, and I really appreciate you carving out some time for me today. How's everything going?
Good. It's a little nutty because you right now, with the what's happening with the trade deadline, you're making 1,000 calls every day.
Yep.
You talk executives every day and nothing is happening. And you know, a lot of the conversations are, what do you hear, what do you know, what have you you know, what are the developments? It does feel like that everyone's waiting for some of these sellers to actually declare and get out there. You know, we've seen the Chicago Cubs have made it clear they're going to sell. I think other teams expect the Minnesota Twins are going to be doing some things, but a lot of teams who are kind of in that gray area really haven't declared themselves yet.
All right, so we're going to run through real quick here. Again, I really appreciate you carving out time for me today. So last week, you talked on Sunday Night Baseball over the radio. I heard this, and I'm going to paraphrase, but you said that, quote, teams are being told that guys under contract for next year are not available. So that leaves guys like Nelson Cruz, Andrelton Simmons, Robles, Colome. Does that still stand today? I mean, it's hard for me to think that the Twins aren't willing to part ways with guys like Taylor Rogers or Josh Donaldson.
Well, they would love to move Josh Donaldson. What I've heard from other teams is there's no way that they could find a deal unless it's a salary dump for a salary dump because of, you know, the amount of money that's owed to Josh. For example, there was a report earlier during this offseason that the Mets had a conversation, and I had people in the Mets organization saying that's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Like, we were not going to be in a position where we're going to take on, you know, Josh Donaldson's money, especially when you have cheaper alternatives in the marketplace, like Chris Bryant, like a Javier Baez in terms of salary that you're taking on. And I think that they'll look, any executive worth, you know, his or her salt these days is going to play out conversations. So I'm sure that they, you know, are willing to talk about, you know, the Byron Buxtons and Jose Barrioses of the world, but the asking price is going to be enormous. And all the questions that, you know, the Twins have internally about whether or not, you know, to invest in a Byron Buxton, given his injury history, any team acquiring him would have those exact same questions. Those are more complicated. So I think, you know, that, you know, what I was mentioning the other day, basically, it's just going to be a lot easier path for the Twins to trade, you know, guys like Nelson Cruz, like Hamilton.
Sure. From what you have gathered, is the Twins front office thinking that this season was more fluke than fact, and that next season will yield different results with largely the same core?
Right. That's the perception that other teams are getting, that it's not like the Twins are saying, you know what, we're going into a full rebuild where we're going to go into a hole for 2 or 3 years and then we'll come back out, which would be behind the logic of keeping somebody like Barrios.
Sure.
And keeping somebody like Buxton, where you feel like, you know what, if we make the right additions, we get the, you know, right, you know, signings during the course of the winter, we can be back in competition. And let's face it, a pretty mediocre American League Central. You have the White Sox, who are really good, but the Royals have struggled this year. The Tigers are getting better, but they're not a dominant team. The Indians, you know, seem to be taking a step back and moving backwards a little bit this year. So if you're the Twins, you certainly are going to feel like that you could mount a challenge against the White Sox next year.
All right, let's do Buxton and Barrios, and then we can kind of go from there. But what's the latest that you're hearing on these two?
Just everything that you've read, that the Twins are interested, you know, in having the conversation with Buxton about a long-term deal. But it seems like that's a needle that would be almost impossible to thread because of the injury history. You know, the Twins, I'm assuming, you know, have put a number out to Buxton's people. Look, this is the number we're comfortable with. Given his injury history,
you can't give him that much. If the injury is everything, the durability is everything with him.
Right, exactly. And if you're Byron Buxton, you're going to want to bet on yourself. And so if you do accept that contract offer from the Twins, you know, you're basically saying that he's buying into the idea that he's a fragile player who's constantly getting hurt. So I can't imagine that they'll be able to work something out. With Jose Barrios, I don't know if they're having, you know, talks right now. But if, in fact, the Twins are buying the idea that, you know, that they could bounce back and be more competitive next year, he would have to be an important part of that. Because if they trade him, they immediately would be looking for somebody to take that spot that he has on their rotation.
Who do you think should be a more priority here? I was looking at some of the numbers, and you can kind of take this both ways. Because if you look at the hitting and the offense for the Twins, they are top 12 in a lot of the categories. But you look at the pitching, and they have struggled mightily in this area. Do you kind of look at it and saying, like, okay, this is an area that we really struggle in. We need to keep Barrios over Buxton. Or is this a case where it's like, we need to go out and we need to get legitimate pitching here to and kind of scratch Barrios? Because you're probably going to – I guess – all right, so let's just start there. If you had to prioritize, which one would you take if you're the Twins right now? Which one are you really trying to extend? I know that both is not an answer, one or the other.
Jose Barrios. I would bet more on him, just his history. And on top of that, you need a guy to be the anchor of your rotation as you move forward. I got to believe that, you know, unless Byron Buxton, you know, played every game when he you know, for the rest of this year and then beginning of next year, that's probably not going to be a player that they're going to invest long-term in. Whereas Jose Barrios, you know that, you know, he's someone who can be reliable in a rotation that can take you to the playoffs.
Nelson Cruz, he's talked about how he loves it in Minnesota, but we talked about how he might possibly be on his way out here. Is there a way where Cruz gets traded here and somehow comes back with Minnesota the following year? Or do you think once Cruz is gone, he's gone for good from Minnesota?
No, he absolutely could come back. I mean, look, we saw that during the wintertime, you know, when he was a free agent. There was an open question as to, you know, if there had been a designated hitter in the National League, would he have landed with another team? I think there was a chance that that could have happened. The reason why he came back was because he was available and he didn't have many landing spots. So, and he's bounced around from team to team enough, and he's enough of a professional that, you know, if he gets traded the next couple of weeks to the White Sox or to the Blue Jays or to the Tampa Bay Rays in the wintertime, absolutely. You know, he'd be someone, I think if the Twins came at him with the biggest contract offer, he'd probably be very open to it.
All right, let's go back real quick here and we'll get you out of here. I appreciate it again, Buster Olney, ESPN. You talked about how the Twins front office think this is a little bit more fluke than fact about this season. What does that mean for Rocco Baldelli? Because he's had a really rough year and all the, you know, the injuries, all of it. But what do you think the future is with Rocco Baldelli and the Minnesota Twins?
And not having dug a lot into that question, my instinct is that this is a front office that believes in Rocco. He's demonstrated to them in their eyes that he's a really good manager. And I don't at this point see any momentum above the front office where, you know, ownership stepping in saying, hey, what are we doing here with the manager? I think their situation's actually a lot like the Yankees with Aaron Boone, where the question is, you know, what's the relationship between the general manager and the manager? And if in fact the, you know, the front office believes in Rocco, I think he comes back.
All right, let's step away here. Last two for you. You spent last week at All-Star Weekend. First of all, how was it? How cool is it to see like these young guys like Vlad Guerrero, like the sons of these great players, Tati, like how cool is it to see just kind of the turnover of these great players and their sons sort of really putting their stamp here on baseball?
Yeah, I was talking with a baseball executive yesterday who said, we've never seen a time in baseball history where young players are as celebrated as they are now, you know, with the juniors, you know, with Fernando Tatis Jr., with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Otani is not, you know, he's not as young as those guys, but he's 26 years old, and he right now probably is the face of baseball. I, you know, was lucky enough to be on the field for the Home Run Derby, and I was in the American League dugout for ESPN Radio during the All-Star game, and I just love the fun that these guys had together. And you hope that they carry that forward, because it does feel like with increasingly the number of players backing out of the All-Star game, that event, you know, if that trend continues, that could be in jeopardy. And
yes,
the players really need to be invested for each other in carrying that out. And you could see the guys who were there, they had a blast together. You know, to watch Aaron Judge and Vlad Jr., Nelson Cruz, Otani, you know, those guys all having a great time together. I think that's going to be an important part of the selling point for the All-Star game for players as we move forward.
If you don't have a ton on this subject, you could just yes or no. The new CBA is obviously up next year. They're going to have to make a deal. Have you heard anything on the labor disputes? Is this still going to kind of be a rough topic coming up after the season?
Yes. Trouble is on the horizon. They're not talking. They're not making progress. It's 2016 all over again. I have multiple sources telling me that the owners are going to, there's going to be a lockout. And then the two sides are going to be entrenched. And it's really ugly. The timing is ugly. I do not understand for the life of me why these two sides haven't been talking. The sticky substance issue is actually a microcosm of a larger problem at the top between the head of the Players Association and Major League Baseball. There definitely was a convenient middle ground for everybody involved in the sticky substance issue. They could have agreed potentially on using sunscreen and some combination of that and pine tar, put it out on the mound. And you know what? They didn't do that. They didn't even have conversations, you know, which is why Rich Hill, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays pitcher, came out and said he thought this was a missed opportunity for the Players Association. I don't get it. I don't get what, you know, what benefit there is to the players to not talk. It's not only that they're not agreeing, they're not even talking. And it doesn't make any sense to me. It costs them nothing to have the conversation.
Awesome stuff today, Buster. On a lighter note, I heard a little birdie told me that you're a Viking guy. And out here in Minnesota, you know, we want to hear. What's the thought on the Vikes going into 2021? We need some hope going into this.
Well, they should win the division. I don't think there's any question about it.
With and without Rodgers?
That's what I'm saying. Within the context and the assumption that Aaron Rodgers is not going to be back, they should win the division. Yes, a crazy Vikings fan. In fact, and I'm absolutely not kidding. You know, 15 minutes before I got on with you, I was watching highlights of the 75 Vikings. Fran Tarkenton rolling up to career touchdown number 291. Chuck Foreman making plays. Alan Page, Doug Sutherland. I found these highlights on YouTube, and I've been watching them year by year by year. And, of course, I'm very bitter about the fact that 4 Super Bowls and no titles.
It's going to change, Buster. Hopefully this year will be different with Jefferson, Thielen, Cook. Yep. We got a better defense, so hopefully that comes to fruition. Thank you so much for carving out some time for me today. You're the best in the business, and have a great weekend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Yep.
All right, Buster Olney, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, we came out here on a Thursday morning to get out the Buster Olney interview. I just did not want that to be outdated. He provided some great stuff as far as what to expect from the Minnesota Twins moving forward. I think they're leaning towards fluke, not fact. And whether you like it or not, They're going to have to make some decisions and some tough ones. Even if you see a guy like Nelson Cruz go, just know that this sort of thing happened last year with the Universal DH. We didn't know whether or not the Universal DH was going to be a thing. And as soon as it came out that they weren't going to pass that, you know, Cruz's decision really shifted towards Minnesota. They had the leverage. So you don't know. Cruz loves it in Minnesota. I'm not sure if he wants to finish out his career there, but you know he's going to be on a contender. And if the Twins are willing to run this thing back, I don't think there's any question that Nelson Cruz would be open to signing again with the Minnesota Twins. And as far as Berríos and Buxton go, I got to be honest. I think you're going to see one of them move here. That's sort of the feeling. Unless they both can come together and maybe take a little bit less, I expect one of them not to be in a Minnesota Twins uniform going into the 2022 season that has hopefully will be a lot better than this year. This year has been extremely underwhelming, really disappointing. There's a lot of words that we can use to describe the disappointment, the despondency that this team has brought out in the entire fan base. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Again, make sure to visit manscaped.com. You can get 20% off plus free shipping with the code STROM, S-T-R-O-M, at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code STROM. I told you about the products before. Again, thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a fantastic rest of your Thursday and your weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday here on the STROM Sports Show.